USA Radio News with John Hunt.
South Carolina's governor has now declared a state of emergency after powerful Hurricane Dorian shifted course, putting the Carolinas and Georgia at more of a risk of a dangerous storm surge and strong winds during the middle of next week. Governor Henry McAllister said, given the strength and unpredictability of the storm, we must prepare for every possible scenario. The Category 4 storm strengthened to winds of over 150 miles an hour. It also shifted slightly, setting it on course to potentially miss the direct hit with Florida. Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
A report has been released on former FBI Director James Comey's handling of a memo that was leaked to the New York Times. John Clemens reports.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz declined to make a recommendation to charge James Comey with a crime, but the report was critical of the former FBI director for violating policies regarding his handling of official memos that contain classified information. In a statement from Mr. Horowitz, the Inspector General declared Comey's retention, handling, and dissemination of the memos violated department and FBI policies, as well as his own employment agreement with the Bureau. Comey gave the material to a friend who was an attorney, who then gave it to the New York Times. I'm John Clemens.
California Governor Gavin Newsom reached a deal with apartment owners and developers on legislation that would cap how rapidly rents can rise in the state. The deal would cap annual rent increases at 5% with a 10% maximum increase. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The president is trying to clear things up in the trade war with China. USA's Wendy King has the story.
The president says companies claiming to be hurt by the tariffs are actually struggling because of bad management. And President Trump is saying China is being hurt much more.
13% of certain companies are going to be leaving China. That's a big thing.
That means 87% have no plans to leave Chinese manufacturing, according to a survey by the U.S.-China Business Council. But the president says companies that are paying the tariffs and complaining have to blame themselves.
A lot of badly run companies are trying to blame tariffs. If they're running badly and they're having a bad quarter, or they're just unlucky in some way, they're liking to blame the tariff.
I'm Wendy King.
A 19-year-old New York City man accused of plotting a knife attack on behalf of the Islamic State group told undercover agents he wanted to record the bloodshed on video in hopes of inspiring others to commit attacks, according to federal prosecutors. Awais Chudari was arrested as he tried to pick up the tactical knife, mask, and cell phone that he'd ordered online as his plot escalated quickly from the planning states to the verge of being carried out, according to prosecutors. The arrest almost certainly saved many lives, according to Police Commissioner James O'Neill. Chidari was a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Pakistan and living in Queens, was arraigned and ordered jailed without bail on federal charges of attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization. This is USA Radio News.